I have to ask you, Buck, what does this training camp, and training camp's a misnomer. Maybe it isn't a misnomer because it's summer camp, right? It's not spring training. The Jays are at the Rogers Center. What's it look like from a training perspective and a drills perspective and being on turf the entire time for the training period?
Yeah. Well, the Blue Jays are actually pretty pleased with the way things are going right now. They have two sessions. One begins at 9:30. The second one begins at 3:30. And the last couple of days, they've had live batting practice where pitchers throw to hitters. And they really have an opportunity to recreate game-type at-bats. And yesterday, I know the hitters got as many as 8 at-bats. So they're getting a lot of swings. And from all reports that I've had, the hitters are really advanced. They're really coming into this thing having worked hard, and they're doing well. But it's a long day. The coaches obviously have to be there for the entire process, and they go from about 9:30 to about 6:30 every day. But they're getting their work in, and from all reports that I have had, it sounds like everybody's pretty pleased with the way the players have come into camp.
Buck, if and when baseball does return in a couple weeks, is there a big disadvantage for the hitters being off for so long facing major league pitching? And how long does that take for the hitters to catch up to the pitching?
Yeah, George, generally, you know, it takes 15, 20 games for hitters to get their timing in. But I think this is such an unusual situation that I think especially the younger players with so much enthusiasm, they've been chomping at the bit since March. They're ready to get back out there. I think the younger players are going to make the adjustment much quicker than the veteran players. I think they have more energy, more enthusiasm. It's kind of new to them. And you know what? They kind of play it like you did in high school and college. Hey, let's go to the ballpark, play the game. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of preparation. But I think this Blue Jays team is very young and very talented, and I think they got a chance to get off to a decent start.
So, Buck, we know that Baruchy and Hyunjin Ryu and Rourke are going to be in the mix, and Nate Pearson may or may not be in the mix, but what else are we hearing on the pitching side of things from this team? We know that the position players pretty much locked. You know, the outfield is a bit of a work in progress, but from the infield is going to be lights out for years to come. What do you see as far as the 4 and 5 guys in the rotation?
Well, obviously Chase Anderson's going to be in the mix, and Trent Thornton had a good year last year, and then you've got Anthony Kay and Thomas Hatch. There's so many good arms in this camp that I think starting pitching is not going to be a concern. Last year, of course, they used 21 starters, but the front office did a great job of shoring up the depth in their pitching rotation. And, you know, you mentioned Tanner Roark. He threw well. Matt Shoemaker's back. He missed most of last year, and he's a terrific pitcher and a great leader. I think that's the biggest thing about Matt Shoemaker is he will be the guy, the voice of this staff to say, hey, this is what we need to do. Hyunjin Ryu, according to all the reports, is really throwing the ball well. He's stayed in Florida the whole time, and he's in great shape. He's a real pro, and he's a guy that is going to lead this staff. But I don't think they have too many concerns with the depth of their starting pitching prospects. You mentioned Nate Pearson, and I believe he's going to pitch in the rotation before too long once this season gets going.
Buck, what is this going to mean? Because we're going to be starting in a pennant race right away because it's only a 60-game season. What is that going to mean for the Blue Jays and the development of these young players, especially on the positional side of things, moving forward to fast-track their development, playing all these meaningful games from the get-go?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for this young team because they're playing in the best division in baseball against the National League East, which is also an extremely talented division. So, I mean, this is what they're going to have to learn. If you want to be a champion, these are the teams you're going to have to beat. So I think it's a good barometer for them to test themselves as to how good they are, where they need to improve, and how much work they've got to put in. And, you know, they're very aware. And when you have a young guy like Bo Bichette leading the way, he's the guy that is so driven to win. He doesn't want to be just a major leaguer. He wants to be a major league star. And he wants to be a World Series champion. And when those things come together, everybody else kind of follows in line. So I think, you know, they understand the challenge of playing in the American League East and playing the National League East in this unusual season. But I think it's a great test for them and will give them a good idea what they need to do going forward.
Okay, Buck, the Jays open in St. Petersburg against the Rays on the 24th. Then they will be playing the Washington Nationals in a split four-game series. They're supposed to come back to the Rogers Center. They may have them in Buffalo. We don't know really where the Blue Jays are going to be playing yet. It hasn't been confirmed. We know that if they have their way, they want to play at the Rogers Center. But I got to ask you this question because you've experienced it. And I'm not saying you've done this, but Major League Baseball has stories, legendary stories, of players having many romantic partners on the road. There have been players who've had dual lives and had different families in different cities. What is the temptation going to be like for these players when they go to Florida on the 24th and they get the text messages from their friends that are in these towns saying, hey, I'd love to see you, and they're in a bubble and they can't see anybody? You have to think that that seal is going to get broken at some point.
I don't think there's a possibility of that happening with this team. I think they are so focused and so motivated. I mean, they have had something taken away from them, just like everybody in the world, for the last 3 months. And they understand the ramifications if they stray off campus. And not only does it affect them, it affects their teammates, it affects their teammates' families, it affects the staff, everybody. So I think the peer pressure is going to be dramatic in that they have said time and time again, hey, fellas, we have to follow the protocol. We have to stay united as a team. And this is a real good chance to build a team personality and a chemistry that hasn't happened very often. But I don't think the Blue Jays are going to have any problems with anybody straying off campus at home or on the road.
I know we talked about pitching, but Buck, how exciting is the prospect of watching Nate Pearson pitch in these games? And how refreshing is it that the Blue Jays have a young prospect who can hit triple digits on the radar gun?
Well, not only can he hit triple digits, which I'm not really a big fan of, I don't care about velocity, this kid could pitch. And we saw a taste of it in the spring training. He was dramatic in his opportunity to pitch. And when you look at his numbers in spring training, he threw seven innings, gave up two hits, and struck out 11. And it was easy for him. He wasn't in awe of pitching to major league pitchers. He's got a bunch of different pitches. He understands the art of pitching at a young age. And he is motivated. He's got a terrific routine. So I'm not so concerned about him throwing 100 miles an hour as I am about watching him pitch, because he's a polished young man. Now he's got to do it in the big leagues. But, you know, he's 24 years old. It's time for his clock to start ticking. But what he did in spring training was pretty impressive. He had a couple of hiccups early on, and he made adjustments, but he had seven strong innings in spring training. And I think everybody understands that this young man has a chance to be really special.
Our guest is Buck Martinez, the voice of the Blue Jays, and, of course, the soundtrack of our youth as Jays fans. And, Buck, before we let you go, we know that Bo Bichette, and we know that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Kevin Biggio, as you described, they're young leaders and they're guys that are going to deliver. You've got an outfield that has a few question marks. Randall Grichuk is a guy that's always produced in the second half. He's almost a different player. And we know that timing-wise, this season's going to start where the second half of the season will be. What do you look for from Grichuk and also Teoscar Hernandez, who has the talent? This guy's body, this guy's a truck. You know, he's built like a superstar outfielder. But at some point, the old "you have the tools with no toolbox" cliche has to come to pass, and you have to develop the toolbox along with the tools. Do we see that from Teoscar, and what do we expect from Grichuk coming out of the gate?
Well, first of all, Teoscar is a really intriguing player, as you mentioned. I mean, he'll show you a streak of 3 or 4 weeks where he looks like one of the most powerful hitters in the game, and he'll hit balls to the deepest parts of any ballpark. And we saw that a couple of years ago at Fenway Park. Yesterday, he hit a ball at the bottom of the video screen at Rogers Center. during live BP, not during batting practice, but against a starting pitcher. And for Randall, he's got the same kind of power. I think for both of these guys, the biggest thing is a daily focus and concentration. Because when they are focused and they are locked in, they can do things as well as anybody in the game. But it seems as though they, maybe because Teoscar has been in and out of the lineup, and but now is the time in his career where he needs to really get focused and come together and put everything together. He's 28 years old now, and it's time for him to step up and say, okay, I want to be an everyday player, take the job, and he's probably going to start out playing in right field. Randall will probably start out playing in center field, and Gurriel will play in left. So it's a pretty good outfit if they all play up to their potential. But I think neither Grichuk nor Hernandez have reached their full potential yet, and I think that day is coming very soon.